From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting millions of Americans would lose medical insurance under a Republican plan to dismantle Obamacare. That's according to the nonpartisan U.S. Congressional Budget Office on Monday in a report that dealt a potential setback to President Donald Trump's first major legislative initiative. The eagerly awaited CBO report forecast that 14 million more people would be uninsured in 2018, 24 million more in 2026, if the plan being considered in the House of Representatives were adopted. President Trump says Obamacare has negatively impacted families.
The press is making Obamacare look so good all of a sudden. I'm watching the news. Looks so good. They're showing these reports about this one gets so much and this one gets so much. First of all, it covers very few people. And it's imploding. And 17 will be the worst year. And I said it once, I'll say it again, because Obama's gone. You know, things are going to be very bad this year for the people with Obamacare.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, reacting to the CBO report, says the alternative is far worse.
Trump care would be a nightmare for the American people, causing tens of millions to lose coverage and millions more seeing the costs of their health care going up.
U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price complained that the CBO only looked at the House bill and not the two other parts of their three-phase plan. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. The meeting was originally scheduled for Tuesday, but will be held instead Friday due to a snowstorm hitting the region. This is VOA News. Two members of the United Nations panel of experts for the Democratic Republic of Congo were kidnapped Sunday, and they're still missing. Congolese Communications Minister Lambert Mende told VOA Monday night a statement issued earlier by the DRC government revealed that Michael Sharp, an American, and Zahida Kedelin, a Swedish citizen, as well as four Congolese nationals accompanying them, had fallen into the hands of negative forces which have not yet been identified. Scotland's first minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for Scots. In last year's Brexit vote, Scots voted by a 62-38% margin to remain in the EU. After the vote, Sturgeon said Brexit constituted a significant and immaterial change of the circumstances, thereby justifying a second independence referendum. Another consideration for the Scots is they leave the UK, and if they do, will they automatically be part of NATO? One NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg.
Not automatically, because by leaving the UK, it will also leave NATO. But of course, it's absolutely possible to apply for membership, and then the Allies would then decide whether any new independent entity or state will become a part of NATO.
Officials inside the city have told VOA that advancing Iraqi forces in western Mosul have captured a textile factory that Islamic State used to as a jail to hold women. According to the speaker, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan Party in Mosul, nearly 300 women that the Islamic State had imprisoned perhaps for nearly 3 years were found. Another Kurdish official in Mosul told VOA that the factory was besieged by Iraqi forces last week, but IS mines planted around the building prevented them from further advancing. With little more than a week left before the start of spring, a powerful nor'easter is forecast to develop along the East Coast late tonight and roll through the Northeast into Tuesday. That's according to the National Weather Service. The Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for New York City, parts of northern New Jersey, and southern Connecticut. Winter storm watches and warnings were also in effect all the way from mountains of North Carolina to northern Maine, a distance of more than 1,600 kilometers. Airlines preemptively canceled more than 6,500 flights on Monday and Tuesday with airports in New York, Boston, Baltimore, Washington, and Philadelphia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.